You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
You should have cleared the brambles days ago, Eddie.
I've been busy.
What time do you start tomorrow?
I told Fat Paul to be here around six.
Oh, I didn't even like that.
Oh, we want the berry netted up soon as it is.
You're only a small one, isn't it? Reckon there's many down there.
Well, I'm starting Florence off nice and easy.
Smart little Jill, she is. Bringing Hercules and all.
Only to flush Florence out if she lays up underground.
Good while since we had rabbit pie. And Susan Carter said Clary could use her kitchen to get them made.
Oh, I love this time of year. Everything's starting again.
Oh,
Working the ferrets, setting off the cider.
The press needs a bit of a clean.
Yeah, I know. Oh, pass us the secretary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll clean it all up later in the week.
There you are.
Oh, have you remembered Friday?
What?
Meeting Jim in the community orchard.
Yeah, it don't sit right calling it that. It was our orchard. Still should be right.
Well, we get most benefit from the apples, don't we?
Yeah, I suppose.
And Mike's over then, so he's coming in up.
Yeah, one or two trees is starting to rot. He wants taken out, but no one's had time since the flood.
Oh, hello. He's dressed up, ain't he?
Yeah. What business has he got it ready as far?
Morning, Joe. Eddie.
Yeah, you stay there, Rob Titchener. Don't want your horse rattling over the berry.
Aye, rabbiting. Steady, boy. How about here?
Yeah, that will do.
Any luck?
Oh, we ain't even started yet.
I'm coming back with a friend tomorrow. I'm clearing the bolt hole so we don't lose too many.
Oh, well, I'm on a similar mission myself.
Oh, you taking up ferreting, have you?
No, I'm preparing for autumn hunting. Checking the landowners are happy for us to come through.
All right.
Normally it'd have been Oliver, but since he's away, somehow I got volunteered. Oh, I've just been talking to the millers.
Yeah, nice crop, weren't they?
Yeah, I'm surprised Jimmy didn't mention you were on their land.
Oh, well,
We helped with their rabbit problem every autumn. We're all friends to the millers.
Yeah, that's right. And we might have a few to dispose of later in the week, if you're interested.
Uh-huh.
Or how about putting your name down for one of our turkeys? The order book's starting to fill up.
Oh, they're going like lightning.
Well, Helen and I haven't decided what we'll be having for Christmas yet.
Well, you don't want to leave it much longer.
Well, you'll end up being disappointed.
We were actually considering goose for a change.
Eh?
No, not definite yet.
Well, I should hope not.
No, I've been thinking about it ever since Peggy said that's what she and Christine are having
what?
This year.
Yeah. Peggy Woolley ain't buying one of our turkeys.
It was only a few words, Carol, but very nicely put. He called Heather a great friend of the village.
Well, from what you've told me, Jill, she was.
Then Alan asked everyone to remember the whole family in their prayers.
It's very thoughtful.
So you can see why any thought of marking my birthday yesterday...
No, it wouldn't have been appropriate.
Of course, I had cards and presents, but no one was in the mood to celebrate.
What a shame. 85's quite a landmark. How's Ruth?
Keeping up a brave face in front of the boys. Ben's been very upset. He was always close to Heather.
They're so vulnerable at that age.
Ruth's handling it very well with him. Talking and listening, but keeping him busy too.
Good. It's important not to dwell too much.
It was such a sad way for Heather to leave us. I can't imagine more depressing circumstances.
But at least she's free of any more pain and suffering. Simply one journey too many.
What a place for it to end.
You mustn't let it define your memories of her.
I'm afraid it'll be a long time before Ruth can forget how it happened.
And have things been getting any easier between the pair of you?
Carry on stomping around like that, Eddie. You won't have no rabbits left to catch tomorrow.
Well, it ain't right.
They all will be off on their holidays.
How have they done it? How have they talked Peggy into letting me do it?
Well, it'll be Toby Fairbrother. He's a smooth talker of them two.
Yeah, Peggy ain't the only one.
Isn't she?
Yeah. saw Gemma Hawkins last night.
Oh, cussed old soul, the widow Hawkins.
She's having a goose this year.
Oh, she would, eh?
I didn't think much of it when she said, just her being awkward, as usual. There's more to it than that. If the goose mania spreading...
Well, of course there is. I warned you, didn't I, Eddie? I said them boys was a menace.
All that hot air when we met them. Aiming for a completely different market.
Oh, didn't mean none of it. Yeah. They're happy to sell their birds to anybody daft enough to take them.
Gemma Hawkins, Peggy, Christine, who's next?
They won't stop till they put us and their turkeys out of business.
That might be what they're after.
Well, I reckon it is.
But we ain't taking it lying down, Dad. If the Fairbrothers think they're going to have it easy, they better watch out.
He's not in the way out there, is he?
Henry, no. He's quite happy playing.
I know I shouldn't have let him get his bricks out in the hall, but...
It's quite all right, darling.
I was just having a moment to myself.
Are you going to let me join you and find out how I got on?
Oh, yes.
Well, you have to move up a little. Easy does it.
I'm perfectly all right, Rob. So, how did it go?
Very well.
Did anyone mention your tweeds?
Well, why should they? Well, I thought if you're going to do a job, do it properly. Get the old rat catcher out.
Right.
You know, one or two people were surprised I was asking about access, but when I explained we've only got two joint masters at the moment, and one of them's in Italy...
Did anyone object to the hunt going through?
Well, I avoided the awkward squad, like David. Always try and steer clear of Brookfield.
Well, that's more because of Jill.
Otherwise, the South Borsetshire's got a good reputation for putting any minor damage right, so... No, people were glad to see me.
That's good.
Yeah, if I'd taken every drink I was offered, I wouldn't have stayed in the saddle long. It's the first time I've really appreciated how valued we are around here.
You have had a positive morning.
Mm. Like Jimmy Miller. He never hunted himself, but he says the first meet outside the bull is one of his favourite signs of autumn.
Oh, yes, he's always been a supporter.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed myself. In fact, I told Perry I'm happy to carry on helping out until Oliver's back.
How?
Well, any way I can. He's quite stretched at the moment.
Are you after your buttons?
Shush you, I'm just trying to be helpful.
Are you all right, Henry?
Yeah.
That's one thing we should do soon.
Hmm?
Get Henry taking part.
Rob, he's only been on a pony twice.
We're not charging along with the main hunt, darling. I just mean being led with some of the other children. He wouldn't be the youngest by any means. And now you won't be joining us for a while, you might enjoy leading him.
Oh.
A little hack, then back to wait for the finish.
I don't know, Rob.
It'd show how committed we are to the hunt. He'd love the sense of occasion, all the kids do.
No, I'm really not sure.
No? Well, look, why don't we see what Henry thinks himself?
Don't call him through, please.
Why not?
I don't want him to get overexcited. He was a bit hyper earlier.
Oh?
Playing tag with Johnny and Jazza.
You've been to Bridge Farm?
Yes.
I thought you were taking it easy this morning. Didn't we agree? Oh, I know why you went over. Couldn't hang on to the good news any longer.
And that's today?
Yes. He'll have moved into his new room at Tidworth by now. It's meeting his new troop he's nervous about.
From what I've seen of Dan, they'll be glad to have him in charge.
I think so. He's very good at getting along with people.
Your grandson, the troop leader.
I am quite proud.
You've every right to be.
And we'll have a chance to celebrate next month. It is 21st birthday party.
That sounds as if it's going to be a very grand affair.
At least by then it won't be under a shadow.
I'm sure Heather would want you all to enjoy it.
It'll be so nice having a family party everyone's coming to.
Kenton and David still on good terms.
Fingers crossed. Shula and Alistair want to make it a really special night for Dan.
You can't get much more special than a marquee at Lower Loxley.
No.
The other great advantage is you'll be able to get disgracefully drunk with impunity. No great distance to roll home afterwards.
No.
Or doesn't Lower Loxley feel like home yet?
Well, not quite, after Brookfield.
Certainly quite a contrast.
And it sounds terribly ungrateful, but...
What?
Julia's bedroom. I wish I hadn't agreed to go in there.
Why not?
It's so intimidating.
Ideal for an aircraft hangar, perhaps. A little too large for a bedroom.
It's huge. I have to walk a mile to open the curtains.
Have they grown on you yet?
No. They're so heavy.
Yes.
All the furnishings are gloomy.
They are, rather.
Barley twists and dark panels everywhere you look.
I found all that plaster scroll work off-putting. I'm sure I'd be seeing faces in it.
There's not a touch of cosiness to any of it.
So, it's not easy to relax.
Not really.
Well, that's no good if you can't unwind at Brookfield either.
At least I can be useful there. Someone has to stay on top of the washing and cooking.
Well, that can't be easy if you're having to tread on eggshells around Ruth.
It's not her fault, Carol. She's not trying to make me uncomfortable.
I'm sure she isn't.
It's probably me, making something out of nothing. But I'm afraid every time she looks at me, I seem to remind her of who she's missing.
Such a delicate situation.
It's wearing me out. I spent half my life shuttling to and fro and never feeling at home in either place.
Oh, Jill.
Of course, I can't say anything to any of them. And you mustn't breathe a word, Carol. Oh, I expect I'll get used to it.
No, there's no rush, Rob. I can't even arrange an appointment today.
It's ridiculous. We can't book online.
Look, I'll ring tomorrow. There's no point trying too early. You can never get through.
No, leave it till later. Well, we can't go tomorrow anyway.
We?
Well, I'm tied up with the builders all afternoon.
You want to come to the doctor's with me?
Yes. Well, that's all right, isn't it?
Yes.
Unless you don't want me there?
No, it's fine.
So, hang on. Tuesday's no better. Wednesday afternoon's clear.
Oh, I'm seeing a possible new buyer for the cheese.
Yeah, you'll have to start cutting back on all that, you know.
Rob, I'm only a few weeks pregnant.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, being overprotective again. I can't help it, darling.
Well, look, if you're busy with the shop and the hunt, I can easily go on my own.
Stop worrying about me. Think about yourself for once.
Oh, I am.
You're far too considerate. I fully understand why you didn't say anything to your parents earlier.
No, it didn't feel right.
No, I agree. Don't want to raise their hopes till we've seen Dr. Ashbury. Mm. No, I'm perfectly happy keeping it to ourselves till then.
Good.
Still hard to believe sometimes.
Yes.
But don't worry about putting me to any trouble. I want to be with you every step of the way through this, darling.
That's nice.
Surely having this baby's the best thing that's ever happened to either of us.
I won't keep you, Mr. Thomas.
It's Charlie.
But if I don't print this off now...
No, it's all right.
Did your meeting go well?
Very well. Thank you, Linda.
Good. Shan't be a moment. We're starting to see you quite regularly at Grey Gables.
Justin feels a relaxed atmosphere promotes better business.
Oh. Tash assured me she'd filled it this morning.
Look, all it is... We've another meeting scheduled for the 23rd in your small conference room.
Yes, I'll be with you in two shakes of a lamb's tail, but if I don't see to this at once...
No, it's fine, really.
I'm sure it's the same at Barrow. Leave a job half done and it's never finished. Or someone else starts poking around, taking a look.
Anything the matter, Charlie?
Oh, don't worry, Roy, I'm dealing with it.
Yes, I want to cancel a room booking for the 23rd.
Oh, right.
Our marketing people were coming over, but Justin can't make it now.
Well, that's easily fixed.
I'll see to it.
That's all right. Oh...
Look, can we get back to you later with a revised date?
Yes, of course. I'll take it out of the diary now.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Pass your compliments on to Ian.
Linda? Bamdram's Showcase Slam?
Yes, I happen to be glancing at the Borsetshire Amateur Dramatic Association's website.
Yeah, then printed off an enormous long list of plays from the look of it.
Plays, shows and entertainments recommended by Bamdram's experienced readers for skilled amateur performance.
You kept Charlie waiting for that?
Oh, Roy, I'm at my wit's end. I can't even decide what genre of show to put on this year.
Well, that's as may be, but you need to deal with it in your own time, not at work.
Oh. Well, that's why I'm so pleased you're staying on, Roy.
Hey?
Oh, well, Cathy told me. Danielle's decided not to come back after maternity leave, so we're not losing you after all.
No.
I couldn't be more pleased. You know, you bring real focus to Grey Gables.
Well, it looks like we need it. And perhaps we can bring some focus to the Mountain of Lost property as well.
Ah, yes.
So as soon as Tash takes over again, you're helping me sort it out and sign it off.
Absolutely, Roy. And while we're doing it, perhaps you can let me have your thoughts on the Ambridge Christmas show.
I know you've done it before, Pip.
Find the groove behind the eye.
Uh-huh. Do you want me to hold the head?
When I'm taking the buds out, but not for the anaesthetic.
Right.
I bet. Got it.
Okay, 5 mil in there.
Yeah, I do.
And 5 the other side.
Helen was quiet, wasn't she?
Well, you know, you have to be ready, offering condolences.
I guess so.
It was nice of her to bring a card round. I can't believe how many we've had.
Everyone like Granny Heather.
Oh, yeah.
She only had to meet someone once or twice. Well, what will we give it? 5 minutes?
Just till the eyelids start drooping.
Mum took some persuading to let us take over disbudding.
Well, she gets like that when things happen. Doesn't know how to stop. Had to drag her out of the office last night.
Just when you don't need it. There's so much admin to deal with.
Well, at least she's done most of the online stuff and contacted the banks. We'll see about the next steps on Wednesday.
Are you going back to Prudhoe tomorrow night?
Yeah, back late Wednesday evening.
Oh, OK.
And we'll stay at Heather's house and fix a day for the funeral while we're up there.
Oh, it's going to be weird going up and she won't be there to give us a welcoming hug.
No.
Ben's terrified he's going to cry at the funeral.
See, poor lad.
Josh is really upset.
How about you?
Oh, yeah. Well, even though I knew she was ill when it actually happened...
It really hits home, doesn't it?
Yeah, every day I wake up and it's the first thing I think about. Still can't quite believe it.
Well, it's hardly surprising. She's been in your life since the year dot.
It felt like she was going to be around forever. But that isn't how it works.
No.
Oh, there's one day coming up I'm really going to miss her.
I'm not actually teaching Phoebe anything new. Just giving her more time in the car.
How can anyone forget a toupee?
Oh, which room?
Let me see. The gents, 5 weeks ago, no inquiries.
That would be the speed dating night.
Can't have done the trick then. Charity box.
Oh, there are enough phone chargers here to open up a shop.
Kathy was saying there's already a lot of interest in our Christmas menu.
I know. Some of the corporates have been asking about the goose.
No inquiries about this in 6 weeks. Recycling.
Ooh, landfill.
Having Kirsty at the health club will be a weight off her mind, of course. Mm. Charity.
Yeah, she starts tomorrow, doesn't she?
Yes, she'll be commuting from Borchester.
Be nice having her around. Ooh, better follow up these dentures.
She was such a marvellous maid, Marion. I hope she'll be available for the Christmas show, if ever I settle on anything.
Why not give yourself a year off?
Oh, I can't.
You always get so stressed, trying to round up a cast.
Well, that's just it, Roy. I don't know if it's the effect of the flood, but for the first time ever, people are volunteering to perform this year.
Really?
Yes. I'm hoping Susan will want to build on her triumph in Blythe's spirit.
Yeah, she was good in that.
Oh, I can't stand aside and see my talent poached by flops. They're reimagining the Snow Queen this year.
Oh, that might be quite good.
Oh, Roy, I've scoured the Pantheon from Olby to Wesker, but nothing's spoken to me yet. In the meantime, Elizabeth's offered a performance space. We've agreed any profits will go to the village hall refurbishment. It's only my indecision holding everything up. Who brings a bicycle bell to a hotel?
Yeah, I know what you mean about the flood. There is a different feel this year. It's like we've all been through a disaster, but the whole village is pulling together to put things right.
It's a strong dramatic theme in itself. In fact... Oh, yes!
What?
Roy, you're a genius!
Quite an operation, Charlie, you got here.
Well, we're proud of what we're building up at Barrow, Neil.
Yeah. Well, I know you're busy, so I won't keep you long.
No, that's all right.
It just didn't feel right saying it over the phone. Not after Justin's been so thoughtful. But after a lot of discussion, the Village Hall Committee is very grateful for his offer, but we've decided to make the restoration a community project. So we won't be needing his money, and well, naturally that means...
You won't be renaming it after him either?
No. We talked it right through, but in the end we decided against.
Well, thanks for telling me. I'll let him know.
Yeah. Well, do make it clear, it's nothing personal.
Well, I can't pretend he won't be disappointed. Seems Justin's not having a very good day all round.
Oh, dear.
No, the vicar just rang, tactfully suggesting Justin shouldn't let Borchester land go over the top if we want to make a donation to Harvest Festival this year.
Ah.
He's clearly not flavour of the month.
Ah, but his offer for the hall was very much appreciated, though.
Yeah, whether it was or it wasn't, it's history now. So, what are your plans?
That's it.
Yeah, the bud's coming right out.
Yep. You know, you will be fine at graduation. Most of your uni friends already know you didn't take up the job at Webster's.
I've messaged some of them and put it on Facebook, but even so. Errol, what do you think?
There's a little bit of white left.
It's going to be a lot more embarrassing face to face after all my big plans.
Well, tell them why you changed your mind. They'll understand.
Maybe. No, that's better.
I bet half of them are still dithering themselves.
Can you tell her a bit more?
Yeah, it's all right. Only one to go.
Probably won't be much fun anyway.
Pip.
I was just so looking forward to telling Granny Heather and Jill about it afterwards and showing them the photos, but now...
Pip, your mum and I are really looking forward to going to graduation with you. It'll be a great day.
Will it?
Yes, it will, and it'll cheer us all up, too.
Oh, that's okay, isn't it?
Yep, that's perfect. I'll spray. Might even take my mind off the herd figures for a while.
Oh, no improvement?
No. Costs are up on last year. Margin over purchased feed is well down. We're heading for a 75% dive.
Oh, ouch.
Much more of this and we'll be operating at a loss. Although, obviously, I have not said anything to your mother about this.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
I heard you talking in here. I've got something to give you.
You're hiring professionals to do the structural work?
Oh, yeah. We're not starting from scratch. But we're using volunteers for the fitting, the sanding and tiling.
Right.
And hopefully we'll be able to make a few improvements to the building at the same time.
And you're overseeing it all?
Well, sort of. Because Susan and I built our own home, people seem to feel I'm the right man for the job.
That's quite a challenge.
Oh, yes, it is. But I'm not a one-man band. We're getting quite a team together. You know Robert Snell?
Oh, Linda's husband.
Yeah, he'll be doing a lot of the carpentry. And we've got Tom and Fallon. Oh. Lots of people wanting to help. All sorts of ages, all sorts of skills.
It sounds very worthwhile.
Yeah, we think it is. And even though we can't accept his proposal about the hall, I did wonder whether, well, since Justin's so community-minded, if he did want to make a small contribution towards costs, you know, discreetly, perhaps even anonymously, it'd be very well received.
Well, I'll certainly let him know what you're up to. And I'm sure, like me, he'll wish you the very best of luck with all of it.
She always asked after Edward and William. Wanted to know how they were getting on. Not just for asking's sake.
Oh, no.
Heather took a real interest.
Yeah, Granny was like that with everyone.
Oh, she was real pleased when William got himself taken on as a gamekeeper.
She always wanted to know what was happening in the village.
No, she said it was like a second home.
Well, that's why we were all so sorry to hear what had happened.
Well, do thank Clary and your dad for the card as well.
And the rabbits.
Oh, couldn't be any fresher, those. Caught them this morning.
Are you sure you don't want anything for them?
Wouldn't dream of it, David. We're being squeezed elsewhere, but those are a gift.
Oh, thanks, Eddie.
If you got them today, you can stick them in the freezer till you need them.
Yeah, right.
Oh, what time is it?
Oh, almost half past.
Oh, I promised to run Gran back to Lower Loxley about now.
Oh, well, I'll look after those.
I'm eating over there too.
in the orangery.
Oh, lucky you.
Very nice.
I've offered to be a guinea pig. Hugh's still experimenting with some final dishes for his Christmas menu.
Oh, is he now? That's interesting to know.
Did you find Brian?
Yeah. What are you doing battle with this time?
Blackgrass.
Oh. You and half the country.
I'm going to spray high cops. Did you want him for anything important, Charlie?
No. A couple of additions to the guest list for the next shoot.
Oh. That's leaving it late.
Yeah, so he said. But they could be significant contacts for BL.
He already thinks we're squeezing in too many guns.
No, he wasn't ecstatic about it, Adam. But there was an upside to calling in.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, seeing your sister while I was in his office. It was good catching up with Debbie again.
I'm not at work this morning, but reception passed the message on.
I'm so sorry, Roy. I didn't mean them to bother you.
It's all right. I have a couple of minutes while I'm waiting for someone.
It's only a work problem.
That's what I assumed, Elizabeth.
It's simply, since you have called back, do you remember the Brampton Green Bards?
What, from the storytelling tent at Loxfest?
Yeah, I was hoping to get one of them to lead some ghost walks for me at Halloween.
Ah.
Around the house and grounds, perhaps with a slight Dickensian feel.
I'm afraid the Bards split up ages ago.
I thought so. Their contact details don't go anywhere. But since you dealt with them, well, I did wonder if...
No, I'm afraid I don't know what happened to the little guy.
Oh, no, it's the other one I'm interested in.
Jerome? Yeah, the tall, skinny one?
Looks like a gravedigger.
Yeah, that's him.
He's got such a naturally sepulchral manner, he'd be perfect.
Well, I know he had a go at being a children's entertainer afterwards. Monsieur Le... something or other.
You haven't got a number for him, have you?
No, not anymore. Well, it didn't really work out. He's terrified of children and allergic to modelling balloons.
Oh.
So he's gone to try his luck in Belgium.
Oh, well, that's a nuisance. He'd have been ideal. I don't suppose you can think of anyone else.
Not off the top of my head, no. Phoebes! I'll have to go now.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm sorry to trouble you.
That's no worries. I'll give it some thought.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, you're bang on time.
I rushed straight out of class. I've only got an hour. You haven't been waiting?
No. I only got out of the car to stretch my legs. Right, you need these.
Thanks. Who are you talking to?
Elizabeth.
Oh.
A work thing.
Whatever.
Phoebe, she's part of an important local business, and so am I. If I'm ever going to move on from my incredibly stupid mistake, very occasionally I need to talk to her on a purely professional basis.
Can we get going? I mustn't be late back.
Come up to High Cops and see how bad it is, if you like.
No, I haven't got time, unfortunately.
Well, it's not just the odd patch. It's really taken hold in a few places.
So you're spraying now and taking the hit of an uncropped field this winter?
Well, if I can get on top of the black grass there, we'll more than make up in the long run.
Well, only if you stop it coming back.
Yeah. Well, hitting the plants when they're young is my best chance, when they haven't got a crop to hide in.
Yeah. Well, Arby aren't keen on letting our land stand idle.
Yeah, I'm not telling your contractors what to do. I'd rather have a healthy spring-sown cereal than write off half a winter one.
Yeah. Well, I hope it works for you.
I presume Brian was having a good moan about it, yeah?
No. No, he didn't mention it.
Well, maybe not to you. To Debbie, though, while they were Skyping?
Yeah, they were discussing Brian's investments in Hungary when I arrived.
Ah.
She really likes her new job, doesn't she?
I know she's settled in okay. She hasn't told me much else.
Well, that's all she said to me, really. We only had a quick chat. I was just taking the chance to say hello.
I still reckon Brian was sounding off to her before you got here.
Oh, come on. I know he doesn't see eye to eye with everything you're doing, but that doesn't mean he spends the whole time complaining about you.
Even if he's not saying it, he's thinking it.
Stop being paranoid.
Yeah, there's so much riding on this, Charlie. My vision for the farm against his. Sometimes when he's talking, I almost think he wants me to fail.
What? When it's still his business?
Not fail so badly, I run it into the ground. Just bad enough to step in and say, I told you so, Adam.
So how are you doing so far? Any disasters?
I'm pretty much where I want to be at the moment.
Well, then.
Thought I'd be pushed to get Oakbank seeded in time, but it's done now.
One of your herbal lays?
Biggest single area. and I've got top field for winter cover. We're moving a fair amount of venison.
So stop worrying.
Yeah, but that's all small stuff. It's way too early to tell if things are really going to work out for me.
But you said it wasn't a quick fix when you started.
Yeah, but in the meantime, Brian's counting every last penny in and out.
What, you're keeping in conventional arables doing all right?
So far.
Well, that's got to make him happy.
I don't think he's familiar with that concept.
And you still believe in what you're doing with the lathe?
Totally. We need to get some life back in the soil here.
So don't start getting cold feet.
I'm not. I just wish I could settle on the best way to get a decent income stream from them.
You'll find something.
Wish I had your faith in me.
Look, you've taken a big step coming this far. Hold your nerve. Keep going.
I'm trying to.
You're so like your sister, aren't you? You both have vision. It's all too rare. It's very refreshing, Adam. And appealing.
No, not at all, Eddie.
You sure?
Yeah, I've got 5 minutes. As long as you don't mind coming to the gallery with me. I need to see Lewis.
Oh, I haven't been in your art gallery since Poppy's heyday.
Poppy? Oh!
Oh, yeah, not William and Nick's little smasher.
You're painting cow.
Yeah, the Da Vinci of the dairy, as the Westbury Courier called her.
She was here for the opening, wasn't she?
Yeah, and pride of place.
Oh, that is going back.
Oh, happy days. I don't suppose you've had many animal artists since then?
No, we haven't.
Hey, I expect there's a bit of a gap in the market.
No, Eddie, tastes have moved on since then.
Oh, bitter.
So I'm afraid if that's what you've come over
oh,
for...
Oh, no. I'm here to give you these.
Oh.
A pair of rabbits.
For me?
Fresh caught yesterday.
Very nice.
Oh, don't worry, they've been hung up since, so the fleas have had a chance to jump ship.
Right, well, thank you very much.
Not at all.
But, why me?
But we caught more than we can use. Only a small berry mind. Flo's a real treasure. My new Jill.
Well done, Flo.
Well, Clary's been gutting them and putting them in Susan's freezer, but, well, till we're back home in Keepers, we can't really...
No, I see.
Any road Dad remembered... Nigel was partial to a piece of rabbit now and then, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
I thought maybe he's handed the taste on to Freddie and Lily.
Oh.
So I brought them over.
That's very thoughtful, Eddie.
If you don't like them, pass them on elsewhere.
I wouldn't dream of it. I'm sure Mum will be able to turn them into something delicious.
Oh, yeah, very versatile, his rabbit. Makes top-notch burgers.
Does it?
You can't beat him. Oh, and... while we're talking about food, I've got a proposition to put to you.
It's my fault. I knew they had temporary lights down here.
It's all right, Dad.
I should have remembered.
Roadworks are part of learning to drive.
Yeah, a big part of it sometimes.
Yeah. Did you know already?
Well, that your granddad's trying to pick up some work at Barrow, yeah. Don't really understand why.
He says he'll get bored with nothing to do. Now he sold the milk rounds.
Oh, hello.
I know. We're moving.
Yeah, just careful on the inside. Cyclists coming through.
Wish I was on my bike.
Be a lot quicker down here.
Come on, keep going.
Yeah, not too close.
I know.
And don't try to beat the lights.
Changing already.
Don't give you much time.
At least I'm getting plenty of practice. Stopping and starting.
He's got an interview next Wednesday, hasn't he?
Next Friday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's the day after I have to submit my UCAS form.
Well, you can submit it before then, though, can't you? I thought you had done it all.
I'm still looking at a couple of things.
Yeah?
Stupid, really.
What is?
Sometimes... I don't know. It doesn't matter.
What?
But I see my name on the form and I think... Get real. I'm not going to Oxford.
Why not?
Me. Phoebe Tucker.
Yes, you.
Granny will be so disappointed if I'm not accepted.
Oh, it's nothing to do with her.
I don't want to let her down.
Look, ignore your granny on this one. The only opinion that matters is yours, Phoebe.
Oh, we're off again.
Okay. Let's just focus on the road.
You'd be disappointed as well, though.
No, focus.
Right. Well, I just keep thinking. What if they don't want me? What if I'm not good enough?
Look, I think the bike's in front of the van now. That's what's slowing us down. Just nice and steady.
Right.
We'll get through next time.
Okay.
But I'm only going to say two things. Like you told me, you won't know if you're good enough unless you put in for it.
I know.
I mean, I reckon they'd be mad to turn you down, but you've got to try first. I mean, that's up to you, not your gran or the dog next door or anyone else.
Okay.
And second, whatever you do, you won't disappoint me. You're my daughter. End of story. I'll back any decision you make 100%.
Dad.
But I reckon you'd love to go there, wouldn't you, Phoebes?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Well, there you are then. Sorted.
Sorted. Dad.
Hmm?
Sorry I was scratchy about your phone call. Oh,
didn't even notice.
I know you've got to move on and I think you're doing okay.
Thanks, sweetheart. Now, all she wanted was suggestions for someone to lead a ghost walk at Lower Loxley.
Yeah?
Actually, just had a thought about that.
Who?
Watch the lights. Looks like they're changing again.
You're very welcome to come in and look round while you're here.
Oh, it's all right, Elizabeth. I'd better crack on.
As I said, we will take a few turkeys.
Well, can't see the point of only having four or five.
We'll give them to some of our favourite clients, so make sure they're good ones.
All our birds are good. Properly dressed. You can make a real feature of them in the orangery. You can't beat traditional turkey dinners.
Well, no, but...
I'll even let you have Clary's chestnut stuffing recipe, if it helps.
Not really, Eddie. Hugh's already ordered all the turkey we need through our usual supplier.
If he takes ours, you can put locally produced on the menu. Folks love that.
It can be an advantage.
Oh, a huge advantage. You can charge what you like. Common sense goes straight out of the window.
Well, we're already buying locally produced goose to go on the Christmas menu.
Eh?
And that's something of an experiment in itself. We don't know how popular it'll be.
Is that the Fairbrothers geese, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, yes, they've come up with an attractive offer, so we're going to give it a try.
I might have guessed. Locust, those boys. Damn locust.
Eddie?
Gobbling up every last scrap of Christmas business in Borsetshire. Where's that supposed to leave the rest of us, eh? You tell me that.
But watch your head, Harrison.
Oof, that's a tight return.
Oh, this is perfect.
Well, unless Christine's hiding a cinema room, a gym and a jacuzzi up here, it's not perfect, but it's not bad.
Will it do for our first home together?
It'll do very nicely, darling.
I mean, I'm saying first, it may be the only one. We might drive each other mad inside a week.
Oh, I don't think so, love. I'd say at least a fortnight.
Oh, Christine couldn't have been nicer about it.
I'm glad she's not going through an agency.
Well, what's the point? I mean, we've got a standard agreement and she knows she can trust us.
Well, I'm not complaining. Keeps the rent reasonable.
We'll see how we all feel after 6 months.
Now, what have we got up here?
You know, you've been here before.
Well, I know, but I only had a quick look. That's the master bedroom.
The main bedroom.
We'll call it what you like, love. I know who the real boss is going to be.
So do I.
I'm worried you might be right. Bathroom? Ooh, very nice.
Same tiles as the downstairs loo.
I can't remember a thing about the spare bedroom.
Well, Christine says that finishing in the kitchen is all that's holding us up. It'd be another 10 days to a fortnight.
Oh, no.
What?
Bad news. I think I've found a deal breaker.
Jazza? Oh, sorry.
Morning.
Didn't mean to interrupt you.
Sorry. This will take a while yet, Pat. The hitch just came loose on the trailer.
Oh, yeah, I knew it had been playing up.
Promised Tom would fix it while he's at Sawyer's.
You don't know where Helen is, do you?
I saw her about an hour back, going to the dairy.
Not since then?
Nah, I've been up with the girls and prepping this.
Oh, must have missed her. I've been in town at the hairdresser's.
Have you? Oh, very nice.
Now, she started a batch of cheese off yesterday. We were going to move it into the storeroom this morning, but she's already done it.
Saves you a job then, eh?
Yes, but I told her I'd be out till now.
Aye.
I was hoping to catch her. I haven't spoken to her in days.
Like show you a tenner or something?
It's not that.
You know Helen. Best try the offie or the bookies.
So you have no idea where she is?
No. Though, when I was bringing the trailer and I almost flattened the vicar. What's he doing hanging around here?
Simple. Keep your weights in our bedroom, work out in the living room.
Or I could clear out the shed and use that.
Well, either works for me.
As long as I never, ever have to come in here again.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a colour scheme.
Except the colours. And that hideous print.
Well, Christine's only trying to make the room look homely.
I can feel my retinas detaching in self-defence.
Oh, lavender and pink's all right. It'll make a perfect workroom for jazzing up my vintage stuff.
You are welcome to it.
I'm going to need it. Oh, and I may need the shed sometimes for storage and a bit of painting.
Oh, here we go.
Well, you probably are best keeping your weights in our room.
How long before I'm shoved in the greenhouse with an airbed?
I'm not being awkward, but if the cafe takes off at Bridge Farm, I'll be getting through a lot of fabrics and furniture.
Hey, let's hope so.
Aww. I'll be making all sorts of contacts for the Halloween and bonfire night parties we're catering.
You said. You've a lot coming up.
Oh, yeah, I haven't told you. Huh? We've agreed to do a January wedding in Borchester as well. A big, big do at the football club.
How's this living together? If I never get to see you.
It's all right. Emma's going to be doing half the work.
You need her to.
She says it'll take her mind off being stuck at her parents'.
I thought her and Ed would be back into number one by now.
Well, that's what she was hoping, but Will can't shift a smell in the kitchen. Looks like the flood silted the drains up.
Oof.
And that's got to be fixed. And now he's on about rewiring the downstairs as well.
So they won't be in for a while.
Oh, it could be ages. And that's why Emma likes getting out to the boot sales and antiques fairs with me.
If your business goes on growing so fast, you'll have to turn this into a strong room.
Yeah, right.
Hey, put that print on the door. That'll stop anyone breaking in.
Yeah, the cute cat has got to go.
Fair enough. There's plenty of folk in Gleeblands know him yet.
Well, it's not just Gleeblands. The flood's still affecting people all around the village.
I know, Pat. I'm one of the refugees myself, ain't I?
Well, I suppose in a way you'd be eligible as well.
It's all right. I'm known the scrounge. Alan can pass on whatever's given to them as really needs it.
It seems the best use for any donations to Harvest Supper. And we're happy to host it in the barn.
When's it on?
Sunday the 25th. Be lots of food, plenty of music, should be good fun.
As long as nobody serves goose with the grundies around.
Really?
Oh, aye. I thought I was pretty good at bad-mouthing folk. Passed my GCSE, A+. But man, the pool last night.
What happened?
Eddie showed me I'm just a beginner. Somebody mentioned the Fair Brothers and he was off like a Zen master in the arty abuse.
What's he got against them?
Says they're muscling in on his turkey turf.
Well, whatever you're selling, there's always competition.
He reckons they're pushing it way too far.
I remember Tom had a real job establishing the sausages to begin with.
Oh, any of that toad in the hole left for lunch?
No, I'm afraid Johnny polished it off yesterday, but I'm warming up the ratatouille.
All right.
There was quite a lot left last night. You hardly touched it.
I must have gone too hard at the chickpea salad starter. When will I ever learn?
I'll serve up about one when Tom gets back.
Just when I'm going to meet Roscoe Jolliffe at the bottling plant.
What, the chap that's bought Mike's business?
Aye, wants to take a look at me. See if I'm worth hanging on to.
Hadn't realised that was today. I can put some aside if you like.
I don't know when I'll be back. Probably safest if I get a bite out.
Are they all right, Pip?
What, the Herefords? Yeah, it was only a routine check.
You must be at full stretch with your mum and dad away.
Well, they've only gone to Pridder for one night. They're back this evening.
I guess they've got a lot to sort out there.
Plenty. Though, at least Mum's cleared the house already. That's one less hassle.
Do you know when the funeral is yet?
Next week, we hope. Nice. Yeah, they're fixing a date with the funeral director today.
Well, if you need me to do anything, when you go up...
Oh, thanks, Adam. But I won't be staying long.
Okay. But if you change your mind...
Thanks.
I came to see how the wheat's doing in Ashfield.
Oh, you drilled it bang on the right time. The seedlings are well established. Well,
there's hardly any black grass, or in your other fields.
Yeah. Touch wood.
That's one of the advantages of putting arable down to grassland every few years. Wish ours were in such good heart.
Well, I bet you've got better fences. I need to fix a stretch in Wormits before I move some sheep in.
Your parents are lucky they've got you to keep an eye on things while they're away.
Possibly. I'm not sure they see it that way.
I promised Mum that I'd take over the bar at one.
You've got a few more minutes then.
And you're not off duty till 10.
It'll be 10:30 by the time I'm home.
Oh, it's a pity I'm finishing early tonight.
Yeah, so we're not painting then, make us some money.
Is this what life's going to be like when we move in together? And me slaving away and you out all hours?
If you get lonely, go round to Christine's. Tell her international art thieves have made off with her picture of a cat playing with a ball of wool.
She won't mind us taking it down.
And it hasn't put you off?
What, the cat?
Going round Woodbine together, thinking about what it'll be like.
No.
Honestly?
Has it put you off?
Not at all. I can't wait.
Oh, hey!
Oh, it's afternoon, Jazzer.
You two playing tonsil hockey could push empty with nerves right out of the edge.
Just saying goodbye before we go to work.
I have a job for you when you do. Here's that one of these steak and kidney pies, Fallon, will you?
Yeah, all right.
Best make it two, in fact. Need some ballast in case Pat's ratatouille turns up again at tea.
Oh, okay.
They're the Flying Dutchman. I think you've seen it half safe at one meal and back it comes again.
You're not a big fan?
That many vegetables in one dish, it's no natural.
I'm not keen on ratatouille either.
Nobody aware why chromosome is.
Hey, have you seen your new boss yet?
Oh, aye. I've just been doing it at the bottling plant, telling my mate Roscoe what's what.
Uh-huh. Is he keeping you on?
Me? The prime asset of the whole enterprise.
So he is?
To be honest, I don't know.
Didn't you ask?
Of course I did, but he sort of dodged through it.
Well, he'd be daft to let you go.
You'd think so. But he had a Felpersham City sticker in his car. When you see that, all bets are off on anybody's sanity.
By now, they thought I'd be in High Wycombe getting ready to leave for Sao Paulo. Instead...
You're taking care of the farm for them.
I'm depending on them for somewhere to live. For work, for an income. Especially now. Instead of being one less worry, here I am, while they've got Granny's death to cope with.
Have they said anything?
No. Most of the time I think they're quite glad to have me back.
So there you are.
But then I panic. Dad's talked about it being a false start.
Is that how you see it?
I'm fairly sure I wouldn't have fitted in with Webster Agri, but Brazil would have been interesting. Instead of which... I love it here. But a lot of my friends are travelling and getting experience abroad.
Well, you'll know when the right time to broaden your horizons comes along. Until then, enjoy what you're doing.
I'm trying to.
Don't worry about your parents. I'm sure they love having you back. You're a damn good farmer, Pip.
I tried to make myself useful.
You know, I wasn't that far from leaving Ambridge myself a couple of months ago.
When you fell out with Brian?
Well, if he hadn't finally... let me take over the place. I was off to Hungary. Well, possibly.
How'd you like being in charge?
It was great. Though, between you and me, you get a few sleepless nights.
Oh, I bet you do.
I've introduced so many changes. Something's bound to go wrong sometime. If I'm not lucky with the lamb price, Brian will say we should have stuck with January lambing. Still haven't decided the best way to monetize the lays.
Had any ideas?
Well, I'm keen on mob grazing, something Charlie put me onto a few months ago.
It's putting a big herd of cattle on a small piece of pasture and moving them on quickly.
That's the one?
Yeah.
Supposed to be a great way to build soil fertility.
Well, that's almost what we're doing, having ewe hogs over winter here.
Similar idea. Mob grazing is a lot more intensive.
So you're going to buy in a load of cattle?
That would be the last straw for Brian. Well, we've no housing for a start. Now, I was thinking more share farming.
Okay.
Get someone in, they bring the cattle, look after them.
And share the profits when they're sold on.
Yeah. Though it could be a real headache if you don't find the right people.
You'd have to trust them.
So maybe I should think about owning the stock myself.
You keep full control that way.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. No, we don't have the facilities or manpower for cattle. I suppose if we looked at our deer operation again in terms of freeing up resources... Yeah, well, that's going very well at the moment.
Decisions.
Well, share farming it is.
If you find the right people.
Yeah, possibly. Or possibly not. I don't know. Being in charge is wonderful, but sometimes there's so much resting on your shoulders.
I can see that.
So, when you have your next little panic, Pip, don't forget, you're not the only one in Ambridge who's got an awful lot to prove.
All right, Jim.
Good afternoon, Jazza. Perhaps I should say good evening.
Aye, the sun's started gone.
I just saw a female widgeon.
Lucky you.
One of our winter ducks. They get plenty of dark, right? But you don't often see them on the green.
Headed anywhere particular?
Oh, not really. I simply wanted to get out.
Me and all. It's weird, living the same place you're working. Let Jay away extra vegetable stew.
Shall we go nowhere in particular together?
Aye, why not?
I looked in at Greenacres earlier.
What's the story there?
It's rather depressing. They still can't replaster.
Haven't they got the dam put yet?
No. I don't know why it's taking much longer than woodbine. We were both equally affected.
You'd think I knew who should cope better.
Not in this instance.
Any chance of moving back, then?
Not for some time. And I can't help feeling I've outstayed my welcome at the stables.
I know what you mean. No matter how kind folk are, it's their home, no yours.
Very true.
But it doesn't help if you're fretting about your job as well.
Oh, is something the matter at Bridge Farm?
It's no the pigs. It's the milk.
Oh, dear. We seem to have arrived at the Bull. I don't suppose I could persuade you to have a drink?
You've been studying telepathy when you're no pestering winter ducks.
There's a space there, Rob.
No, it's all right. I can get in this one perfectly easily.
Sorry, I'm a little on edge.
There's no need to be, darling. Now, have I left you enough room?
Plenty.
I admit I have a few jitters myself. Go and see the doctor, it makes it all very real.
Yes.
You might want to straighten your hair before we go in. Oh.
Yes.
Now, don't worry, Helen. There's not going to be any bad news. We know you're pregnant. This is all about what happens next.
Well, unless there's been a recent change in the law, supporting Felpersham City in and of itself doesn't render someone legally unfit to run a company.
It's the whole way he carries himself. I can't even make him out, except he's a sports nut. Get banging on about the Rugby World Cup and all.
Did you ask if you can still work there?
Of course I did. All Roscoe says was he wants me and Rosie to carry on doing what we're doing for the time being.
Well, that seems reasonable, if he's just taken over.
What about long term or bringing his own folk in?
Well, there's always some disruption when a business changes hands.
It's real unsettling, Jim.
Well, a lot of life is. As Erasmus so wisely recorded, non semper erit aestas.
It won't always be summer.
You remembered.
One or two pieces of nonsense must have stuck while I was your lodger. I don't remember your drinking buddy Erasmus, but...
Evening, gentlemen.
All right, Neil.
Good evening.
I'll get you a pint.
Oh, I'm not stopping. I only came in to put the appeal up.
Is this for the village hall?
Yeah. Once the structural work's done, we'll need all the help we can get, Jazzer.
Is that so?
The sooner we've a working hall again, the better. The brownies aren't feeling at all welcome in Pennyhasset.
The tea urn and the frogs.
An air horn during the Tai Chi class now.
I hadn't heard that.
Aye, Brown Owl is not pleased.
Kenton was just telling me about it. I was only going to be a minute, but then he got on to the latest plans for this place.
He's a new scheme every 5 minutes.
Well, this is what's actually happening now the money's come, though.
They're completely renewing the kitchen, aren't they?
Yeah, and the toilets.
But tame.
I know Jolene's keen to revitalise the menu.
Good traditional fare with a twist, Kenton says, whatever that means.
I can suggest a few items to avoid.
Well, best make a move, or my own tea will be going cold. Don't be shy about putting your name down, Jazza.
We'll see.
Yeah, bye now.
Bye.
See ya. Oh, I'm glad matters are all on the mend here.
Aye.
It's been hard for all of them. Even Lillian had a struggle coming up with her share of the costs.
They're starting on the foundation soon, aren't they?
The week after next. Once it's done, Bert will finally be able to plant Frieda's rose.
I'm glad they're no closing for Halloween and bonfire night while the work goes on.
If it goes according to schedule, everything will be finished by Christmas.
I'd be stuck if this place shut. It's been a real lifeline since the flood.
It has indeed.
Pat and Tony are awful kind, but I still need to get out sometimes. Soon gets old, no having a place of your own.
I fully understand, Jazza. Shula and Alistair couldn't be more accommodating. Nevertheless, it's only natural to long for the familiar.
Aye. You miss your own pit.
And your own little routines.
No, haven't you fit in with everybody else?
Somewhere to be alone, if that's what you want.
Somewhere you don't get ranched for leaving the seat up.
But where friendship is as close as a tap on the door.
Aye.
Even if it brings nothing more complex than puzzling over a crossword together.
Or helping me mug up for quiz night.
I've often thought lately, there's a great deal of comfort in a scone.
Any kind of pastry. As long as it's not got carrots or muesli in it.
It's not just a roof over my head I've been missing since I left Green Acres.
Me and all, big man. Life just hasn't been the same since we stopped sharing a house.
Got them safe in for the night.
Oh, I hope so, Ruth. You haven't seen any wandering about?
No.
I brought them in on my own. You need eyes in the back of your head with geese.
Wasn't Toby with you?
He had to shoot off to a friend's.
Pity I missed him. Rex, I wanted to thank both of you for what you did earlier.
Oh.
I really appreciated you making time to play touch rugby with the boys.
We had as much fun as they did.
It's just what Ben needed when he got in from school.
How do you think he's doing?
Better than a few days ago.
Hmm. Must be difficult for all of you. I noticed Pip was very quiet yesterday.
Was she?
I saw her coming back from the Herefords. She was so wrapped up in her thoughts she didn't hear me call.
All three of them were very fond of me, Mum.
Particularly Ben.
She had a real soft spot for him.
He obviously felt the same.
He's starting to come to terms with it. I think he forgets about her while he's at school.
Best place to be after something like this.
Even here, he can go for hours not mentioning her. Then, all of a sudden, he goes quiet and takes himself off.
It's so hard at 13. You don't show you're upset.
We've never tried to stop him.
No, but you want to act like a man. You think that means you can't cry. At least, that's what I felt like when it happened to me.
You're happy with Porchester?
Yes.
Well, speak up if you'd rather be referred to Felbersham.
Porchester General will be fine.
Oh, isn't it wonderful, darling?
Yes.
It wasn't quite what I was expecting. I thought Dr. Ashbury might give you another pregnancy test.
Well, I told you she wouldn't. I've been pregnant before.
Oh, yeah, but we weren't quite sure what happens with a normal pregnancy. Now it's all laid out. You've got to take your folic acid.
I will.
Well, I'll make sure of that. I'm going to take the best care of you ever. Let me get the door.
Rob, I'm not helpless.
Now it's official. Properly out there. We can tell your Mum and Dad when we pick Henry up.
Yeah, I suppose so.
They'll be thrilled. And we've got some more good news for them, too.
She was your mum's mum?
Yeah. Granny Seaside. I thought that was her real name. She was actually called Nesta, but I still think of her as Granny Seaside.
And you were very fond of her?
In my own not-saying-anything-to-anyone sort of way, I adored her.
You must have been so sad when she died.
Oh, I was. She was completely different from everyone else in the family.
How?
Well, this isn't having a dig at Toby, but being the eldest, I was used to everyone making a fuss of me when I was on my own. I didn't always like it. But when he came along, I don't blame anyone. Right from the start, Toby was more fun than me, more outward going. So of course Dad found him easier to get on with, and Mum when she was around.
But not Granny Seaside.
The great thing with her, she still treated me the same. Her eyes lit up just as much when she saw me, which was... Honestly, what am I rabbiting on about?
It's okay.
All I meant was, I've some idea of what Ben's going through, so the odd game of touch rugby is no problem. Sorry to drivel on.
You weren't. It was interesting. I never had to compete with a brother or sister. Might have done me some good.
I'm not sure about that.
It was only me, Mum and Dad. They spoilt me rotten, I suppose. Though I didn't see it that way. I was always the centre of their world. Then I came here and joined this huge extended family.
It is quite a clan.
It was difficult knowing where to fit in. Between so many sisters-in-law, aunties, uncles, cousins, everywhere you look.
Yeah.
David knows automatically. And so do the children. There's never any doubts where they belong. That's why it was so good talking to Mum sometimes. Putting my own stupid worries in perspective.
You really miss her?
Yeah.
Josh says you're all driving up next Tuesday.
That's right. The funeral's on Wednesday.
Well, if there's anything you need us to do while you're away.
Oh, that's nice of you. But we're going to ask Eddie to cover the milking, and Bert will keep an eye on everything else till Pip and Josh are back.
OK.
They're only staying one night.
Well, we'll be around if they need a hand.
Thanks.
Except when we go off to Norfolk for the Goose Producers' Walk next Thursday.
I'll let them know. And I should be doing something useful myself now.
Sorry to hold you up.
Oh, it's not you, Rex. It's me. I meant to be clearing the room we got ready for Mum to move into. But I've been finding excuses all day.
I knew it! Didn't I say?
Yes. Yes, you did.
When did you find out?
Oh, a few days ago.
Helen, why didn't you tell me sooner?
Oh, no, don't be too hard on her, Pat. We were both nervous about saying it. It seemed too good to be true.
Now I know it must be true if the midwife wants to see me next week.
And you deserve a hug too.
Isn't it great news?
Marvellous. Oh, come here. I am so pleased for both of you.
What is Granny doing, Dad?
we couldn't be more thrilled.
Granny's very happy, darling. We all are.
Why? I had chips for tea.
Oh, it's such a shame Tony and Tom aren't back yet.
Well, you'll have to tell them when they get in.
Of course I will. Your father will be over the moon, Helen.
Don't tell anyone else, though, please.
Oh, only family.
No, just you, Dad and Tom for the moment. It's too early.
Well, yes. Perhaps you're best waiting for the first scan.
I'm more relaxed about it, but... If that's what Helen wants, then that's what Helen gets. My new rule.
You mustn't overindulge her, Rob.
Oh, I don't see why not. She's carrying my child and your next grandchild. We've got to look after her.
I really don't need fussing over.
And I've another piece of news you can share with whoever you like, Pat.
What's that?
Up you come. This is all about you.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. In 2 weeks, Helen and I are going to the court office together. I'm going to complete a step-parental responsibility agreement.
Oh!
So, we're well on the way to having our own complete, perfect little family. Isn't it wonderful?
Should take it apart, really.
Well, the old fridge.
If you're going to get it clean before pressing the new apples.
Oh, don't look too bad to me.
Oh, there's all sorts of guns round the flywheel.
Oh, go looking for dirt, you'll always find it.
It needs two to lift it, ain't it?
Yeah, I know. You'll have to give me a minute or two to catch me breath.
Oh, it's all right, Dad. You stay on the bench. I'll wait for William.
Yeah, well, that might be best.
Thought we'd be here by now. Oh, I was longer seen to the turkeys than I thought. Just as well we've had our tea.
Have you fixed the drinker?
Yeah.
Tricky, though.
It's always gloomy in here, even with the lamps.
I'll make a start on the chopping trough while the water's still up.
The birds are starting to plump up nicely.
Yeah, not bad.
I said hanging up another cabbage to stop them pecking each other, didn't I?
Well, don't matter how healthy they are if you can't sell them.
Oh, did you get back to Helen Archer?
She's Helen Titchin, early.
Oh, whatever she is. Is she buying a turkey for Christmas?
She weren't even. I spoke to him again.
Oh, Squire Rob. Dressed up in his hunting gear.
Yeah, not this time.
Oh, his face when I asked if he'd taken up ferreting.
He was grinning away like a Cheshire cat this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I'd be grinning and all if I'd wheedled my way into the Archer fortune.
He didn't say why, though.
Oh, well, at least if he was in a good mood.
Yeah, didn't do no good. No change from Sunday.
I ain't ordering a turkey.
Still seems set on a goose.
Well, I hope you didn't waste a rabbit on that.
Yo, Eddie. I was holding it up when he answered the door. Yeah. I had to let him have it.
He took the rabbit and didn't order a turkey.
Oh, I said it was a gift. I thought it'd set us off on the right foot.
Never mind her being a titchener. He's becoming an archer. Thinks the whole world owes him a living.
If we don't start filling the order book soon, it's going to be a very tight Christmas.
That's the wrong time for Emma to be thinking about giving up her cleaning work.
Is she?
Oh, says she's got too much on, helping Fallon run kiddies' parties and such this autumn.
Oh, well, At least their business is getting somewhere.
Yeah, well, it seems to be.
They haven't got a pair of wet behind the ear smart Alex taking all their customers. Everywhere I go, the flipping Air Brothers been first. Gemma Hawkins went out of her way again to say how much she's looking forward to Goose this year.
Well, they're going to get the money out of her first.
It's taken years to build our business up. And now it's been stolen overnight by a couple of chances.
Yeah, no flesh and no photo, them boys.
But it ain't right.
No, it ain't.
Oh, this is going to take all night on my own. Where the ex-William got to?
Can you still see them, Ed?
Yeah, just about. The moon's clouded over. I had to kill my lights.
How many?
Three, maybe four of them.
Dogs?
Yeah, lurchers. And they've got lamps.
What about guns?
Well, it's hard to tell where I'm parked up.
And they're going into Longwood?
Yeah, looks like it.
First night I haven't patrolled all week. I knew I was losing birds.
Well, it's probably the same lot.
Well, are you all right to hang on a few minutes?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you're past the substation?
The pull-in before Littleton.
I know where you mean.
Oh, hello.
What?
One of them's come back for something. Oh, it's really hard to see what he's doing from here.
Well, don't get any closer.
No, I won't. Don't want to die a hero.
Right, I'll tell Nick where I'm going, then I'm on my way.
You should have said. I was going to check on her anyway, Ruth.
No need.
Did you have to help?
No, the calf was almost clear when I got here. I just made sure she was breathing and then got out of the way.
Well, the mum's doing a good job cleaning her up.
She's a fair size.
Yeah. Ben says he's happy coming back on Wednesday night with Josh and Pip.
Oh, I don't know, David.
Mum will be with them as well.
What if the funeral unsettles him?
Well, I think he'll be okay. And it means one day less off school. Let's keep things as normal as possible, eh?
We'll have to make sure he goes.
She will.
I suppose we wouldn't have to worry about bringing him to the solicitors with us.
Uh-huh. Josh will keep an eye on him as well. You know, at times like these, the three of them are very good together.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Oh, trying to stand up.
I'll tell him when we go in. And, love, have you decided yet?
Whether I'm going to speak?
I know Elizabeth was glad that she spoke at Dad's funeral. I sometimes wish I had.
I haven't made my mind up.
Okay.
There. A little bit wobbly, but you'll manage without me fussing round.
Yes, you will. Come on, go in and put your feet up, love.
I can't. I've got to strip the bed.
What, our bed?
Mum's orthopaedic bed. I can't leave the sheet and duvet on it forever.
Well, you don't have to do it now.
I have the bed to clear and some of her belongings to go through.
This late?
I won't be able to relax till I've done it.
Well, do you want a hand?
It's all right, David. I'll do it myself. Like Ben, it's time I moved on.
How long ago?
Well, you haven't missed him by much. 3 or 4 minutes at most. I thought about following.
Oh, no.
My lights would have been pretty obvious.
Oh, no, you did right waiting here.
I saw them carrying something to the van.
What?
Well, I couldn't tell. I could only see their torches, but it took at least two of them.
Well, which way did they drive off?
Back past the substation and then left.
Well, maybe they're trying Lowerwood.
Or just going home.
Well, you never know. Well, they might stop again.
Well, are you going to go take a look?
Yeah, of course I am.
Oh, don't tear off on your own. I'm coming with you.
Trough's all right. And the pump's much cleaner. But I can't start on the press without William.
Well, if he said he'd be here, he'll be here.
Well, he usually texts if he's going to be late. Oh, I'll give him a
call. Eddie, he's got a babby just turned 2 and 2 other kiddies. You can't run to a timetable like that.
I'll text him
then. Yeah, make him bolt his tea. Give the lad a chance. He'll be here soon enough.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, well... I can help with the press.
Oh, don't bother. I can clean most of the frame without taking it apart.
Ah, that's it. Scrub everything that shows. The rest don't matter.
You should have come straight up from the orchard. Got Jim and Mike to give us a hand.
Well, Mike had to go straight back to Burnley.
Didn't seem in a hurry to me. No, he misses Ambridge.
Yes, he does.
No sooner he sold his business and he wants to work at Barrow. Can't keep away.
Well, a man's got to make a living. But it's a shame not seeing little Bethany around no more. Cutest custard, that one.
Mike saved us some work with the orchard, any room?
Yeah, well, it would look a lot better if he took out the dying tree.
Oh, there's still enough room to put new ones in without doing that.
Well, it don't look healthy to me.
No, he said we should leave them. And Jim backed him up.
Well, I don't see what's so wonderful about giving a heap of bugs and beetles a home.
It means we can tell anyone sampling our cider it comes from a wildlife conservation area.
Ah.
Yeah, puts a quid on the price straight away.
Well, worth suffering a few beetles for then.
There's probably a few things scuttling around under that pressing plate and all. I can't get out without William. Oh, it's no good, Dad. What's he playing at? I'm going to chase him up.
Do you want me to bring you up a cup of tea? Or something stronger? Ruth? Love?
I'm okay.
No, no, you're not. What is it, darling?
Mum's suitcase.
Oh.
I'd left it on the bed. So I opened it. Look.
Can't read the label.
The handwriting was so weak towards the end. It's for Pip.
Do you know what it is?
I knew she'd bought something for the graduation. I'd forgotten till now. She must have got one of the care assistants at Marvin to wrap it for her.
She was always so thoughtful.
Right up till the end, she was thinking of her grandchildren. The life she was going to have with us, she might have had if we'd done things differently.
It's all right. You cry as much as you want. It's all right. You've been bottling it up all week in front of the children. You let it out now.
Oh, I'm fine, David. I'm fine. Oh.
Shh.
Will you do one thing for me?
Whatever you want.
Get rid of this bloody bed. Send it back or throw it away. Stop it reminding me how badly I let Mum down.
No good.
Edward.
They got away.
Where's your brother?
Right here.
Oh, thank heavens. When Nick rang and said what you were up to.
No sign of them.
No.
We've driven all round Lower Wood.
And then back to Leaders and Longwood.
Oh, traitors as well.
If I'd have got hold of them...
Ah, well, I'm glad you did.
It's a dangerous game going after poachers.
Yeah, we weren't going to go and get involved, just find out what they were up to.
Were you sure they were poaching?
Oh, Dad.
Four guys with lurchers.
Plus lights, maybe guns.
Lamping for deer.
Whatever they could get. I've been losing birds for weeks.
Did you get a good look at them, William?
I didn't see anything. They'd gone by the time I reached Ed.
I didn't see that much. I was part well away.
Quite right, too.
They had some kind of transit. It looked grey in the moonlight, but it could have been white or yellow or anything.
Did you get the number?
Well, I tried to when they drove off, but it was caked in mud.
Deliberately, most like.
What about the police?
Well, Nick rang them when I went out, then I called from Lower Wood.
Well, did they send anyone out?
Well, Friday night, what do you think?
All too busy, waiting for trouble to kick off in Borchester.
We can't even prove a crime was committed.
Oh, they should still have sent somebody.
Brian's following it up.
Oh, you've rung him already?
Yeah.
He reckons I might have to give a statement tomorrow. Not that I've got much to say. It was so dark and I didn't want to get any closer.
Nah, you did all right, Ed.
Yeah, good job he was around to see what was happening.
Oh, yeah.
The one night I didn't go round again myself.
Oh, that ain't your fault.
You've got to eat and sleep sometimes, son.
Who knows what they got away with?
At least one deer, I reckon. There was like two or three of them carrying something.
Did they see you, Edward?
I don't know. Don't think so.
Oh, they went off pretty quickly after you started watching.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, you'd have scared them off, that's what it is.
You've done your brother a big favour.
Yeah, I know he has.
Yeah, with any luck, they've been spotted once. They won't bother turning up again.
Oh, let's hope so.
Do you really think so? One thing you can be sure of. When poachers find a good spot, yeah, they always come back.
Radio 4's shipping forecast has provided inspiration to a number of famous poets, including Seamus Heaney and Carol Ann Duffy. On National Poetry Day, we asked the Radio 4 audience to send us their own lines of poetry. Murray Lachlan Young picked his favourite words and put them into this, the People's Shipping Forecast.
Autumn, abundant. Apples falling frequently, 6 or 7. Chutney later. School run, fair. Ironing waiting, netball later 5. Graduate job search, poor. Paint roller 1 or 2, magnolia increasing slowly. Knitting, storm force 9, baby soon, toad in the hole later 3 or 4. Retiree, colonic, weight rising 9 or 10, dandruff falling slowly. Anticipation, daughter's birthday 4, cake rising very, very slowly. Irish Sea, crossing, sister's funeral, lows expected, moderate, later, chemo, incoming, cancer, squally, nausea rising, settling, with pills, 1 or 2, Labrador, naughty, occasionally moderate, muddy towels later, 5 or 6, York, marathon, over 60, yesterday's curry, high winds persisting, 9 or 10, brunette, losing identity, fair, later, archers, Rob, sinistere. Helen, visibility rising slowly. Severe storm, expected. Buttocks, rash. Going northerly, doctors, steroid cream, nightly 1 or 2. Toddler, tired 2 or 3. Tears, expected. Headache, strong, to gale force 2. Kingfisher, sighting. Belfast, sink, flooding. Apology accepted. Bifocals, found. Tax return, deadline. Procrastination, imminent. Dissertation, completed. Becoming ecstatic, 5 or 6. Question, persistent, 9 or 10. Whatever happened to Finisterre?
You can find lots more poetry from We British on the Radio 4 website, including a performance by the cast of The Archers.